so. All right, here we come. Nice. Look at this. Church, look at this. This is a blessing right here. I mean it with all my heart. This is the life of the church, and this is very important. And so we need to be praying. We need to be praying that the rest of the row would be filled and the next one too. So, all right. I want to just say this, children. Listen, I'm going to be preaching to you, and it's not going to be long. It's going to be relatively short. And they're like, yes, you know, it's not going to be long, but I want you to really listen, okay? I want you to listen. And adults, I don't want you to take a nap and say that this is not for me. I want to say something. If a child can learn, then you can learn. There's good truths that we need to get. It's the Word of God. It's all the Word of God, so we need to get it. So I'm gonna try to put most of my focus right here, but just know that you need to be getting some things too, okay? So kids, if you have your Bibles, I do want you to see a few verses. I want you to go to 1 Samuel chapter 2, okay? 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2 is where we're at. And we're going to talk about, well, actually three boys. Two of them were brothers and another one was just another child, okay? And so you can probably figure out maybe who some of these boys are. But we're just going to talk about them just for a little bit. Kids, I want you to hear something. It's very important how you act in church as well. In fact, this morning we talked to everybody and how we ought to act in church. And kids, it's important how you act. I know that you don't think that anybody watches you and you can do this and do that and run around here and play this and do that, but it's very important how you act in church. I'm going to say more of that in just a little bit. So we're going to talk about how you act around God's people. And so the first thing is there is an example in 1 Samuel chapter 2 of some brothers, okay? There's some brothers that don't do a very good job, okay? These brothers, they were kind of like their dad. Their dad was named Eli. That was his name. And he was a priest, okay? Now, it's different than priests are today. We have certain priests that are in different kinds of churches than ours. We're not talking about that. This was a priest that God had for the Jewish people to worship him. Today, what we would kind of say that it was kind of, if it was a church, it's kind of like the pastor, okay? Kind of like the pastor. And then he had some sons. And you know, these sons, do any of you kids know what the names of these two boys were? They were Eli's sons, okay? They're kind of hard names. You probably don't know anybody by the name of this today. But can you think of, do you know what the names of the boys were? Anybody? I'm looking down the line. Anybody know the names of these two boys? Okay, they weren't good boys. It's too bad. These pastor's sons weren't very good. Okay, one of them was named Hophni. Let's say Hophni. Say Hophni together. Hophni. Would you like Hophni? How many of you guys would like that name? You like Hophni? Nate, would you like Hophni? He's like, no way, man. Hophni. The other, it gets better. Phineas. Sam, you like that name? Oh, Sam likes that name. Phineas, okay. Phineas. Sam. No, not Sam and Phineas. Hophni and Phineas, okay. Hophni and Phineas. Let's say Phineas. Phineas. Hophni and Phineas are the two boys' names, okay. Now, I'm going to read a couple verses. And when we get done reading these verses, you're going to be like, tell me what it says. I will, okay? But let's read just a few verses. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, everybody else could be there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, and let's look at a few verses. Okay, let's go ahead and let's pick up. Let's look in verse 12, okay? You guys find verse 12. If you don't have a Bible, then look on somebody that has. If you can't read, then it doesn't really matter. So, all right. 1 Samuel chapter 2, and let's start in verse 12. Now the sons of Eli, okay, so there's dad. There's dad, and this is the priest. The sons of Eli were sons of Belial. What in the world does that mean? They were sons of Belial. Any of you children know what that means, that they were sons of Belial? Was that another name for Eli? No, it wasn't. Does anybody know what it means, that they were sons of Belial? let's just say this. It means that they were bad boys, okay? They were wicked boys. They did not do right. Now, does that sound good? Is that a good start to these boys? Your brothers, they were bad boys. These boys got into trouble. Do you know what their really main problem was? Their main problem, and by the way, it's some of our main problems too. They were selfish. They were selfish. Let's read how they were selfish. Now, before we look into this thing, how many of you boys like to eat? This boy does. You're like, how many of you girls like to eat? Okay. The boys are really like that. The girls are kind of like, you know. We all like to eat most, you know, for the most part. We like to eat. Now, these boys like to eat too, but that was good. But they were very selfish with their eating. All right, let's look at these. Let's look at verse 13. Now, you're going to get confused with this, but I'll try to explain very quickly. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck at it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up for the priest took for himself, so they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, let me see if I should read the next verse. Yeah, let's read verse 15. And also before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. Okay. Now, we're just looking at those verses. Verse 16 has a lot of things. Let me put it this way, and I can't get into a lot of detail, but here's the thing. God made it this way that they would, when people would bring their sacrifices, remember how they had to sacrifice in the Old Testament? They would bring their sacrifices for the priest to sacrifice, and what they would do is they would take the sacrifice and they would divide it up three ways. Okay, God was supposed to get a certain part, the priest was supposed to get a certain part, and the person that brought the sacrifice was supposed to get a certain part. So they were just supposed to divide it up the three ways. Okay, and always, who got the best? Do you know? God always got the best. Now, how many of you, when you're eating meat, like fat on it? Do you like a lot of fat on it? Some of you are scared to answer that one, like, is that good or bad? You know, like Sam says, maybe partial, right? If you take all the fat off, then it's gonna maybe be not as it's gonna be more dry maybe, but if you leave a lot of fat on, you're just gonna go like, you know, this like for an hour, right? Okay. So it's kinda like you want both, but in the Bible, fat was represented as the best. Okay? And guess who was supposed to get the part that had the most fat on it? God was, okay? He was supposed to get that. That symbolized the very best. Kids, listen, let's think about that. You know, God always, 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 always in your life deserves the best and the first. Always the best and the first. No matter what you get, it should always be, you know, like in your day. Guess who should have the best part of your day and the first part of the day? God should. That's why it's so important when you get up, you should go get your Bible and you should find some time to read right away in the morning, because it's the first part of your day and it's the best part of your day. Now some of you say, it's not the best part of my day, but it symbolizes the best part of your day. You should give that to God, okay? It's important. Now, God was supposed to get this portion, but you know, things had changed until the time that these priests were doing this, and they changed. They were supposed to divide it up and to give it to each one, but now they were doing this different thing that they would kind of stick a fork in there and they would get whatever kind of came out. So you can tell Hophni and Phinehas are like, they're putting it in there and they're just hoping it's the biggest hunk that would come out, okay? And they'd put it there and dig around and hopefully that their fork caught it, and oh, yep, that's mine. And so they would get this and they would do this, and they were not caring. They were supposed to take off the fat part first and supposed to be done, but they weren't. They were going first. Who was Hophni and Phinehas thinking most about? Themselves. They were thinking about themselves. You know, when they sat down, they weren't sitting down to dinner, but kind of like when they sat down to dinner and they saw the food there, they had their eye on the biggest, the best, the everything, and they wanted it. And if anybody got in the way, they would, you know, kind of like when mom and dad weren't looking, they would be like, you're going to get it. You know what? That's not the way we're supposed to act. God wants us to be selfless, not selfish. You know what? When you're doing things with our kids, maybe in church, maybe back in your Sunday school room or whatever, we tend to always want the best. I want the biggest piece. I want the best piece. I want to be first. I want to be chosen. I want to be the one to do this. They had a problem. They were very selfish. They were very selfish, and they wanted it for themselves. I want you to look at verse 16 really quick. By the way, the first thing, I jumped ahead. They were selfish, but the first thing that we should have looked at is they were very disobedient. See, they had changed things. They did it the way they wanted to do it. All right. I'm going back a little bit to my first point. Kids, I want you to think about this. Do you like to have things your way? Now, you're scared to answer that because you're going to think, oh, the pastor's going to say that's bad. But I'm just asking you as a person, don't you like it when things go your way? I do. I know they're scared to answer that question. I like it when things go my way because, boy, I like it this way and I like things to be done this way and do that. We like things to go our way, right? We like things the way we want it, okay? But is that always right? Should we always get what we want? No. And when God has ways that are not our ways, whose ways should we follow? God's, right? Always God's. Never follow your own way. Following your own way will get you in trouble. It really will. It's not our way. You see, these guys were doing things on their own. God said to do it a certain way, but they were doing it their own way. You know, if God says to do something, do it God's way, and He will always bless you. He will always bless you. If God says do it this way, then do it that way. Girls, do it God's way. Boys, do it God's way. Do whatever God says, do it that way, and He will always bless. So these guys, these boys were disobedient. Let me ask you a question. Are you obedient to what you know is right? Are you obedient? When you're at home, are you obedient to your parents? When you're at church, are you obedient to your authority? It could be your parents, could be your Sunday school teachers, it could be other adults. In some cases, it could even be your older brothers and sisters that are your parents have maybe asked them to be over you at a certain time. They're watching you. Are you obedient? Do you do things God's way? By the way, it is always God's way if there's somebody over you for you to follow that. It's always. If it's your teacher, if it's your parents, if it's your pastor, if it's another adult, it is always God's way. Now, Hophni and Phinehas were bad boys because they were not obedient. They did what they wanted to do. So that's the first thing, obedience, okay? Obedience. They disobeyed, okay? What's the first thing? Go ahead and say it. Obedience. Let's say it all together. Obedience, okay? Obedience. We need to be obedient. That's number one. So we need to be obedient. Adults, it's a children's thing, but what ought we to be? Listen, we need to obey God. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's not just for the kids. Sometimes we look at obedience as a thing. We need to obey God. And when God tells us to do something, we need to obey. Kids, obedience. Number two, and I got into this, they were selfish. All they cared about was for themselves. Now, I want you to look at verse 16. Verse 16 is about selfishness. Now, listen to this. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. You know what? There's a lot to that, and we're not going to get into the whole custom of what they did, but basically they were saying this, I want that. And somebody else said, well, you can't have that. I want that. And if I don't get that, then I'm going to throw a fit. And more than throw a fit, if I don't get that, you're going to pay. I'm going to get back at you. You're going to regret that you ever didn't give me that. That's another reason. See, these boys were very selfish. They didn't care about other people. And they said that they would take it by force. That means if they wouldn't, they would. Somebody else would have it in their hands and they would grab it out of their hands. You know, is it right to grab things out of your brother and sister's hands? It's not, you know, but sometimes we do it. Do you know why we grab sometimes? Because we are selfish. Yep. It's because we're selfish. And we all tend to be selfish. Kids, the reason why these boys were bad boys and why they were considered wicked boys is because they were so selfish that they didn't care about other people. They didn't care. You know, when you're here at church, you need to obey, but when you're here at church, you also need to be, you shouldn't be selfish. You should let other people in front of you or have the best. You know, when you see somebody struggling with something, you should help them with it. Not be, you know, go to, you know, to a time when we're all together and you're like, I'm going to get the most. I don't care. Here's something. I know today we all brought our own food, but you know, sometimes we have a meal and we serve things to other people. Do you know when you go to that, you should not be looking, I'm going to get in the line first. I'm going to go back 100 times and not give any food to anybody else. I'm going to get it all for myself, and I don't care about anybody else. You know what you ought to be doing? You ought to be looking and making sure that other people have enough. Making sure that somebody else gets fed. Making sure that they get it. If you find out that somebody else would like it, you're not racing them to it to get the last one, but you're saying, listen, I want you to have it. Maybe for some of you kids, that would be different than what you normally do. But you know what? The reason why Hophni and Phinehas were wicked men is because all they cared about were themselves. I want it, and I'm going to get it. And if you get in my way, then I'm going to run you over. Do you think that that's the way God wants us to act in church?
No.
No way. We need to be thinking of others. Others first. Let's say that together. Others first. Adults. It's a kid's lesson, but honestly, sometimes we violate it. We are so selfish. Others first. Let's say it one more time. Others first. What was the first problem? They were
selfish.
Well, that's the second one, Aaliyah. The first one, you remember, they were disobedient. Okay? So obedience, disobedient. They were disobedient. Second of all, they were
selfish.
Okay? So there's two things they had a problem with. They were disobedient. They were selfish. Let's look at verse 17. This is very interesting to me. Very interesting what we see in verse 17. And to tell you the truth, I've read this story so many times, adults, and I don't remember this part. But look at verse 17. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great. So these guys, boy, they sinned a lot. It was very bad. Before the Lord, but listen to this, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. So what does that mean? Their sin, listen kids, their sin was so bad. You see, who was responsible for worship right now during this time? It was the priests. And it was their sons. It was Eli and Hophni and Phinehas. These were the ones that were helping these people to worship God. Their sin was so bad in their worship that it turned people off from wanting to worship. The way these people were, see, we go to church to worship, we sing songs, we put money in the offering plate, we talk to people, we listen to the word of God. This is the way we worship. Back then, they would go and they would make an offering for the Lord. And that was one of their ways of worship. But because Hophni and Phinehas were doing so wrong, and by the way, there were other wrong things that they were doing as well, which we'll not get into this afternoon, but their worship was so bad, they did things that other people thought to themselves, man, if that's the way worship is over there, we don't want to do that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to worship. And so they wouldn't sacrifice. Now, did God want them to worship? Yes. Did God want the people to sacrifice? Yes. Was it wrong for them not to worship and sacrifice? Yes. They should have done it no matter what. But guess what? It was Hophni and Phinehas that were influencing them not to. The third thing we see is our testimony. They were disobedient, they were selfish, and they had a bad testimony. Kids, listen to this. You know when we're not right in church and we act the way we want to and we're selfish and we're disobedient, do you know what it's going to do to our church? Now, this is the truth. You think, when visitors come, they don't care how we act. You're very wrong. In fact, when people come to church, they do want to see how the kids are.
And do you know that if we don't do right, we can be a very bad testimony and it would keep other people from worshiping? Is it important that we do right in church? It is. People are watching. We ought to do right. So the third thing is a bad testimony. They were disobedient. They were selfish. They were a bad testimony. You know, it's a horrible thing to act a certain way and turn people away from serving the Lord. Adults. The reason why some people don't go to church is because they look at the congregation. They say, why would I want this? These people, all they do is fight. All they do is argue. All they do is, what a horrible testimony. Kids, let me tell you, it is important how you act in church. Okay, what's the first one? Disobedience. What's the second one? Selfishness. What's the third one? Bad testimony. So we need to be careful. Now, before we're done, do you know that by these two bad boys? Oh, and by the way, do you know what happened to these two bad boys in the next chapter or two? Do you remember, Cohen? They were killed. See, Israel was in a battle and they were killed. And whose fault was it? It was theirs. They didn't do right, and it was partly their dad's also, because their dad didn't know how to take care of them. And so, you know, parents and grandparents, it's our opportunity to train them and raise them. Adults, all of us. But there was another young boy, and what was his name? Sammy, you have any idea? Samuel, yeah. How did you know that? I just want you to look at just a quick verse or two about him. In chapter 2 we see Samuel growing and in the things of the Lord. And I want to look in verse 18. Let's look at verse 18. But Samuel, so there's another boy. I wonder what kind of guy he is. But Samuel ministered before the Lord. Wow. You know what the difference is? Boy, he ministered. What does it mean to minister? Do you know? To minister? Does it mean being a pastor? Not really. What does it mean to minister? It means to serve other people. It means to help do things. It means to, it's the kind of the opposite of being selfish. They are doing things for other people. You know that Samuel, there in the temple, he ministered. He did good things. He wanted to be an usher. He wanted to help out with this. He wanted to help out. That was a good thing. By the way, do you know that if you would get busy doing right, it will help you not to do wrong? Do some good things. You know what? It would be a wonderful thing to ask your parents, what could I do at church? I don't do anything but mess around. What could I do at church? You know what I would love? I would love for one of you young boys, or maybe even one of you girls, to say, Pastor, I'm just thinking, I would really like to do something in church. What could I do? I'll try to find you something to do. I'd love for you to do something. You know what? We need to minister. And you know, when you're busy doing good things, you're probably not going to get in trouble for doing bad things. This is a good thing to do. So one of the things about Samuel is he ministered. Find good things to do. But then we also see that he had a testimony also. Now, it's a little bit different. You can't see it. But notice in verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child. Why did it say that he was girded with a linen ephod? That was the robes of the priest. But you know what? There was a symbol by what he was wearing. It was a symbol by what he was wearing that he was a person of the Lord, that he was a minister. You know, people could look at what he was wearing. Now, I'm just telling you, this verse is not talking, I'm not preaching to you on what kind of clothes you should wear, but I am saying this. It comes back to that third point that we looked at with the other boys. Remember, they had a bad testimony? This has a lot to do with a good testimony. People could look at him the way he was, in this case, dressed, and they could tell this was somebody that was in the ministry. He was somebody that was doing what he was supposed to. I want to just say, kids, when you do right, there's going to be a good testimony. People are going to say, man, the kids of this church, they seem to just, they do right, they obey, they're not selfish, and they want to serve. They sing when they come up here. You know, kids, I know sometimes you come up here to sing, and Miss Heidi leads you up here, and you come, and maybe you're embarrassed, and maybe you think it's funny, and you don't. But you know what? There's nothing funny about it. It's a wonderful thing. Adults, doesn't it bless you when the kids come up here and sing? Don't you love it? It's a good testimony too. It's a wonderful thing to do. Kids, you shouldn't be embarrassed to do it. You should be thankful to do it. Come up and do it, because no one's back there laughing. They're not like, oh, look at those funny kids up there singing. No, we're sitting back there thinking, praise the Lord. Look, there's a good testimony. Should we follow these bad boys? No. Why? Well, they were disobedient, right? They were disobedient. Number two, they were selfish. Number three, they had a bad testimony. What about Samuel? Well, first of all, Samuel ministered. He was busy doing good things. He ought to minister. And second of all, he had a good testimony. Had a good testimony. People said, wow, look at these kids. They are do right. So who should we be like? Samuel or Hophni and Phinehas? Samuel. We should be like Samuel. Adults, you know what? There's a lesson there. We ought to be busy doing right, obeying, being selfless. Let's have a good testimony and do right. How to act in church. There's a lot of things that we need to learn of how we act in church. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for what you've given to us today. Lord, we learned some good truths from the book of Galatians. Just exciting to see how we can interact with each other at church. Lord, we can't do right unless we walk in the Spirit, and we don't want to walk in the flesh. God, this afternoon, we look at this amazing example of Samuel. He had a good testimony. He was busy doing right. Lord, these other boys were supposed to be in the ministry. I mean, their dad was the spiritual leader. And yet they were disobedient, they were selfish, and they just were a bad testimony, turned other people away. God, help us to be kids, help us to be children, help us to be adults that have a good testimony and serve in the right way. Lord, of course, only in the Spirit. So God, help us as we follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.